Hi, good morning, friends. Welcome to today's morning briefing session. First of all, a disclaimer that this podcast is only for education purpose and we do not recommend or advocate any stocks mentioned during the call. The sources of our information are various publicly available data sites such as investing.com, Money Control, Bloomberg, Business Standard, ET, Financial Express, and others. So we start by looking at an update from the markets before we move on to other segments. So we start by looking at what's happened in the US market first. Dow Jones ended 54 points down, S&P closed 3 points up, and NASDAQ ended 15 points down. We expect a host of data tonight, Indian time, or obviously during the daytime, US markets, and mostly on the economic data front, including US building, US building permits, US housing permits, US initial jobless claims, Philadelphia Fed manufacturing index, and Philly Fed employment. So, most of important data set will come in today, and probably the market is waiting for some cue as to see where the economy is headed, and that's why Dow Jones ended almost flattish, about 54 points down. US 30 futures was trading 67 points up, and US 500 futures was trading roughly about 9 points up. Asian economies seem to be giving a mixed set of response, as there is no clear-cut or rather conflicting news coming in from the Russia-Ukraine situation and also the border. Australia, however, was in green, except for one index, which was the mid-cap index. Apart from this, China also seemed to be in green zone. Some of the indices, however, are in red. So we are waiting for more updates, more clarity here. Hong Kong market also in green, but mostly a flattish, or less than half percentage movement across indices. Nifty 50 is up by almost about half a percentage point, 0.62. However, BSE Sensex seem to be correcting here, so slight anomaly as far as the data sets are concerned. Indonesia obviously trading red zone, and Japan was also trading in there. So mixed set of response from two economies, and so we need to see how this could pan out. However, Korea was in green, so absolutely a mixed set of information here. FI is sold shares worth 1890 odd crores in the cash market yesterday, and domestic institutional bought shares worth 1180 odd crores. Key resistance level to watch out is 17,000 and 17,500. The markets are already trading now, so we need to see how this could possibly pan out for today. Markets seem to be in green, so the key resistance level actually is around 17,490 odd levels. Key support level to watch out is, we know those levels from the previous experience, 16,900 and 16,600 levels. So, and wherein 16,900 offers a very strong support here. As far as the options data is concerned, so we are seeing maximum call open interest at 18,000 followed by 17,500. And call writing we are seeing at call writing we are seeing at 17,400 levels. Maximum put open interest we are seeing at 17,000 followed by 17,300. And put writing we are seeing at 17,000 followed by 17,300 levels. As far as maximum pain is concerned, it is around 17,000 odd levels. On the non-speculative side, we are seeing high delivery percentage in Pfizer, Cummins India, Infosys, ABB, Marico. Cummins is something which looks interesting, and there is an update on the target from one of the brokerage houses, and is quoting 1250 for Cummins India as a target. The present cost is the present price is around 969 rupees per share. On the bull deal front, Mamana Sugars has been picked up by McKinley Capital Emerging Growth Fund, which has picked up around 2.65 lakh shares, and Mamana shares is presently trading at 123 rupees. So there is a action happening on Mamana Sugars, excuse me, for sure. One interesting point to add in here is because we are seeing high delivery percentage on ABB. ABB has given a contract, has awarded a contract worth $150 million to Wipro. So we need to see how Wipro could possibly perform to this price action. And not much action here. On the monthly chart, Wipro does not seem to be convincing. So we need to watch out for. And some interesting news for today. So Kalpataru Power Transmission will consider a proposal for reorganization and rather restructuring. So we need to see how this will possibly pan out. TCS has announced a partnership with Matrix Software, and this will be to offer comprehensive next-gen subscription management platform for service providers. Wipro, as we said, has received a five-year contract, which is $150 million worth. And this will be helping ABB deliver enhanced consumer-grade digital experience for about 1,05,000 employees in over 100 countries. Infosys has been named as a foundational partner for the launch of Google Cloud Cortex framework, and Infosys will help clients accelerate digital transformation. Best Agro Life, so subsidiary Best Crop Science, which is known as Best Crop Science, has received license for indigenous manufacturing of Cipro-Mesaphine technical, which is a central, and this it has received from Central Insights Board and Registration Committee. Southern Petrochemical has reported consolidated profit at Q3 of FY22, 60 odd crores. This was compared to 6.4 odd crores in Q3 of FY21, and consolidated revenue has grown by 15 odd percentage to rupees 492 crores, and Infocom. CompuEdge Infocom has received approval from the board of directors for fundraising up to 50 odd crores, and this will be through a rights issue. Hi, good morning, AP. I think you have joined in. Perfect timing. So my update is over, and I think you can begin with your updates now.
Yeah. Perfect. Thank you so much. We start with our updates on the chemical sector. So Jubilant Ingreva Limited, which is a global integrated life science product and innovative solution provider, has announced the commissioning of its new diketene derivative facility at its manufacturing site in North India at Gajrola, Uttar Pradesh. The newly commissioned facility marks the entry of Jubilant Ingreva's fast-growing diketene business portfolio. The commissioned facility has about 7,000 TPA capacity to produce various esters, such as monomethyl acetoamides, methyl acetoacetate, and others. So we'll keep a watch on this new capacity addition. Biller Clean Science and Technology Limited, which is a company developing eco-friendly and sustainable manufacturing processes for specialty and fine chemicals, is also planning to invest about 300 to 500 crores. This is the biggest capex in the history of Clean Science and Technology Limited, and Unit 4 will house the entire HALS series, which is hindered amine light stabilizers, which is a greenfield project in a 34-acre plot. And of course, new products for pharmaceuticals and flavors and fragrances would be produced here. Company would be investing between 3 to 500 crores, which is about three times. So about 1,500 crore revenue is expected out of this capacity addition. We'll keep a keen watch here because it's a substantial revenue addition. And finally, Fairchem Organics, which is engaged in business of manufacturing oleochemicals and nutraceuticals, is planning to increase its capacity by more than 2.5x by the end of FY 2022 with minimal capex. The plant raw material capacity has been expanded from 45,000 metric tons per annum to 72,000 metric tons per annum in FY 21 and is further expanded to 120,000 metric tons per annum by end of FY 22. Majority of the capex has been undertaken primarily through internal accruals. The company is planning to forward integrate to achieve value addition and for manufacture biofuel in a phased manner. Fairchem is one of the only manufacturers of linoleic acid and dimer acid in India, which are the major part of the overall revenue and has a large addressable market in India. Finally, result that we were tracking, Anupam Rasayan, which is a leading custom synthesis and manufacturing of specialty chemical, has announced Q3 FY22 result. They posted revenue of about 271 crores, which is a growth of about 43% year on year, and EBITDA, which includes other earning, was about 80 crores in Q3 of FY22, which is about 36% growth year on year as compared to 58.8 crores in Q3 of FY21. So this is all from my side. I wish you a great trading day ahead.
All right. Thank you, Abhishek. So we'll then see you tomorrow. Bye-bye. Thanks.